Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. This is episode 10. We are talking about the controlled thinking mindset. I am Alexia Georgiou. I'm a life coach. I'm at theresilientpathway.com. Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. That's Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Who do you know who needs to control their thinking? Who do you know who struggles with some anxiety and depression, who feels stuck in their lives, who needs to push to get to the next level? Share the podcast with them. Hello, this is Alexia Georgiou. Welcome to episode 10. Today we're talking about resilience. What is resilience? The ability to recover from setbacks and adapt to challenging circumstances. Resilience is a tool, it's a skill to thrive and flourish. We feel effective and capable as we're building muscles of resilience. This is what we're doing by learning and applying the 15 mindsets in Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, Think, Learn, Succeed. This is what we're focused on today, is the second mindset that she talks about, the controlled thinking mindset. We are on a happy, resilient pathway. Be the best, create the best, choose the best. These are happy people habits. Hello, this is Alexia Georgiou. Welcome to episode 10, The Controlled Thinking Mindset. How many thoughts have you had in the past hour that you had regret? Today, we are going to knock those thoughts out of the ballpark. So just picture that you're up to bat and you're being thrown the baseball and you're just going to knock it out, because we're going to say to those thoughts, get out of my thinking. And every time they start to happen, because we have that pattern, we're going to knock it out of the ballpark. Would have, should have, only if, replaying a bad conversation or situation in our head, thinking how it could have gone differently. Are we thinking what may happen in the future? Are we anxious about that? Worrying about something that we can't control? Top psychologists are telling us, do something about the stress you can control and let go of the rest. And it seems like there's increasing amount of stress that we cannot control. Events happening around the world, people, societies reaching tipping points, bad weather that's just causing massive destruction. And sometimes I wonder, is it because of the 24/7 news that we have at our fingertips? Is it because we're just so connected with the technology that in real time we can see what's happening? Because I remember a day with a TV with a knob that you would turn. Yes, we would get up and have to turn the knob with rabbit ears as the antenna. When I was 10 years old, in the Cedar Bluff area in Knoxville, Tennessee, we were offered cable. And my father told us, either we get a VCR or we get HBO. So he wasn't going to let us have a specialty channel with movies and a VCR. So we had to decide one or another. Now, those of you who are wondering what's a VCR, you can Google it and it will tell you about it because I haven't seen one recently. We went to the DVD and now it's just, we don't even need DVDs anymore. I know I was at a conference and they weren't giving CD or DVD sets. They were giving the USB where you could purchase the whole conference on the USB. That's pretty progressive for me because, again, I remember up until 10 years old having to turn that knob. So that's how far we've come. I remember when we started getting the news more often. Every day in our house, we would watch the 6:30 news. Walter Cronkite was on our TV every night at 6:30. And I can tell you that my mother, out of habit, she will still put on the 6:30 news. It doesn't matter in the background if she's had a news channel or two on, that she will just automatically say it's time for that. So whenever I'm around her during that time, it just amazes me to watch that because she already knows what's going on. So we're very connected with what's happening, and there's some dismay, and it seems overwhelming at times. Are we able to control the thoughts running through our brain, or do we feel like we can't control them? And are we running from the thoughts or feelings, or are we feeling our feelings? Are we just going through the motion of the day? Or are we goal-oriented? Because I can tell you that's what coaching does. It helps us focus, and it helps us focus on what goals we have set for our lives. And it gives us a level of accountability and skills building to reach that goal, as well as integrating increased supports in our life. We cannot do things alone. We are a tribe. I am very purposeful in working with other professionals in my community. Even if we are coaches with different backgrounds, my purpose is to unite the coaches so we can create healthy culture, and I believe we can only do that as a tribe in unison. So there's no competition, just like there's many therapy practices and many therapists. I believe that's the future of coaching, that we're going to have a coalition of coaches, and that's where people go to when they want to focus on resilience and happiness. That's what the Knoxville Happiness Coalition in our community is all about. And if you would like to start one in your community, you can contact me, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. And I'm saying all that to say that we are challenged as a community, and it's a community issue, and we have to attack it as a community. And by attack, I mean we have to make some changes. And we have to make some changes as a concerted effort. Change is not just going to come. It's not just going to happen if we're going through the same old routine every day and we're not purposefully living. So also, like something that I'm reading in Dr. Leaf's book, you know, when you've been diagnosed with a condition, do you walk around saying that condition? So just think about this. Do you say, my arthritis, my heart problem? Yes, I know that's very normal in society to say. So does that mean that that's part of our identity of who we are? Because separating it and saying that's a condition that is in my body and I'm taking steps to treat it with, you know, I'm following what the doctor says and I'm taking care of myself with healthy diet and exercise, that's different than saying it's mine. I own it. So just think about that in the way that we phrase things. Do we say, nothing ever goes right for me, everything I touch fails, I always mess up? Does your mind often feel foggy? Do you battle with remembering things? Do you battle to learn? I can say yes to all of these at some point in my life. And it's normal as one human race, the human race, all of us are challenged with these thoughts. And it can just be a real hard day where we aren't applying our greatest strengths to our greatest challenges, and we're just not remembering what went well for the day. And it's important not to get stuck in it and to recognize, oops, I'm in an old pattern. It's okay. Give ourselves permission and just move forward from it. Especially when we're being challenged and we're sensitive emotionally, we can go into these negative patterns. And so it's important to catch them and to cope with the feelings that we're having. We're pretty resilient as human beings. Have you noticed when we're healthy, if we get a cut, it goes through a process and heals? That's how we are emotionally. And sometimes we can speed up the healing by applying medication, by treating it and killing the germs and then putting on Neosporin and then putting on the Band-Aid and repeating that every day. It's the same with our emotions. There are processes that we can take. So that's why we're talking about these mindsets. Dr. Caroline Leaf has the research in her book as a neuroscientist, how these mindsets and practicing them in every day rewires the brain. And they sound pretty simple, and yet they're significant. Significant enough for us to make a concerted effort to practice them daily. So a few podcasts ago, we talked about the first mindset. Daydreaming basically was one of the outcomes of it, to give ourselves alone time to think, just alone with our thoughts, unplugged from technology and anything else that could occupy our thoughts. And that daydreaming was very healthy for our brain development, rewiring, and functioning. So Dr. John Sarno, a professor of clinical rehabilitation medicine at New York University and an author, proposes that most back pain stems from psychological rather than physiological problems. He notes how our thoughts can heal or harm the body. In the latter case, toxic thoughts can potentially cause debilitating back pain in specific circumstances. This is from Dr. Leaf's book, page 56. This is her speaking. It's important to remember that thoughts create your mood and influence how you feel physically. Whether you experience a fear-based emotion, you will feel under the weather, and your thoughts will be shaped by your negativity. Your thoughts will become distorted and you will lose the joy of the now moment. So as a neuroscientist, Dr. Leaf is talking about being in the here and now. So it's important to capture our thoughts and tell them where to go. So we're knocking it out of the ballpark, those negative patterns of thinking. Every time that baseball gets thrown at us, we're just knocking it out of the ballpark. Just get that visual in your head with the baseball bat, because that's what we're going to do every time they come in our head. So I give the example of not knowing exactly the prognosis for my mother. She had some negative lab results, and we're waiting to hear the prognosis from one of the top oncologists that we have here in town. I think he's the top. He came from the Mayo Clinic. And so every time some disturbing thoughts come to my head, I'm going to knock them out of the ballpark. When I start ruminating, oh, she could die. I think she's going to die. This is really bad news. Instead, I'm going to replace it with, okay, all of us have only today. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. I'm expecting bad news for my mother. We're going to do what we can. And we're going to follow what the doctors say. We're going to enjoy every moment that we have. And all we have is today. And so I'm going to make the best out of today. I'm going to have the best attitude that I can. I'm going to feel my emotions. I'm going to look at the reality of the situation. And I'm going to give myself permission to relax and have fun and balance things out. And I want her to do the same. I'm not talking about faking things or denying things or being disrespectful to a situation. So it's just a shift in thinking. Now, I can tell you my mom is on board because she, the past 2 days, we've gone out to eat. Tomorrow night, she's going out with her friends. This is good. As much as we can. And just being respectful of the severity of the situation and respectful that hope is very powerful and making the best out of what we have, being grounded in the moment. And that's what we have is today. A technique, I've heard this from multiple professions, and I practiced this myself, and I've actually said to the individuals that I work with, yes, I'm telling you to talk to yourself, you know, talk out loud. Something happens with our thinking when we say things out loud. That's why this podcast is really good for me to talk things out as they occur with my mother. You know, at first I was thinking, wow, you know, I started the Happiness Coalition and now it's the Resilient Pathway podcast and it's a happy kind of resilience that we're talking about. We are created for joy. I truly believe that. How do you have joy? How do you praise in the presence of a fearful circumstance where you really could be facing an outcome that's uncertain or that we're not going to like? That, you know, and it's about mindset. It's about being in the moment. It's about still having gratitude and acknowledging something's going well. We need to balance out each situation. So think about a balance scale where we always want to have it leveled out on each side. And that's going to help us get through what we're going through in a happy, resilient state to have that balance. So talking to ourselves out loud can help us control our thinking, even if it's just a whisper. Now, a lot of us don't have to worry about this because the invention of the EarPod, you really can't see it, especially if someone has long hair. And so a lot of people look like they're talking to themselves. I went to a conference recently and people were walking around during break time and they were talking. And there was a lady walking by me and she said, wow, all these therapists and coaches talking to themselves, they look kind of funny. Isn't that funny? And so I thought, wow, that's a neat observation. Because they had EarPods in their ears and they were talking on the phone during the break as they were walking. Really neat technology. So it's okay. Just put an EarPod in your ear and start talking to yourself and nobody's going to know the difference whether you're on the phone or just interrupting your thoughts by practicing this mindset, the controlled thinking mindset. So Dr. Leaf goes on to say, talking out loud enhances your ability to think by stimulating the corpus callosum. The corpus callosum joins the two hemispheres of the brain. And that causes functionality at a much higher level. It provides extra auditory stimulation to enhance the now moment experience. It's an excellent way of looking at your thoughts and feelings they generate before you decide whether or not they deserve to be discarded as toxic or retained as beneficial. So if we want to be grounded in the moment, here's the key. Because we talk a lot about it, and it's not fair to say do this without saying how to do it. Here we have a neuroscientist explaining what happens in our brain when we talk to ourselves. And so talk to yourself, interrupt your thoughts, and assess, are they beneficial or toxic? And decide the toxic ones to bat them out of the ballpark. We do not want to allow thoughts wandering through our mind unchecked. Toxic thoughts are going to affect healthy memories. They're going to make us sick in our body. On page 58 of the book, Think, Learn, Succeed, studies show that a positive thinking environment can lead to significant structural changes in the brain's cortex in just 4 days. We can rewire our brain in 4 days by interrupting our thoughts, by talking them out and deciding what to do with them. So interrupt all of those thoughts of doubt and unbelief and negativity and putting ourselves down. Interrupt them. Talk to ourselves. Have that ear pod in your ear. Dr. Leaf's research demonstrates that learning potential can be increased 35 to 75% if people are taught how to understand the mind-brain-body connection and to deliberately think in ways that encourage learning and memory formation. So if you're an employer with employees and you want to increase learning and memory in your employees because there's a learning curve at work and memory is very important, then we want to teach mindset in training in the workplace by 30 to 75% in 4 days. It takes a tribe. And when we work with teams and we go into corporations and teach this, Dr. Caroline Leaf is saying that it's a short-term intervention that can bring remarkable results. A mindful quote by Leonardo da Vinci. He said, "An average human looks without seeing, listens without hearing, touches without feeling, eats without tasting, moves without physical awareness, inhales without awareness of odor or fragrance, and talks without thinking." That's pretty significant that he would say that. So some thinking mindset activation tips. Do not let our thoughts wander through our mind unchecked. Focus on the now movement. Observe our thoughts and feelings. The key to focusing on the now moment is to speak the thoughts out loud. So just to repeat, that stimulates the corpus callosum, which joins the two hemispheres of the brain. It stimulates it to function at a much higher level. It provides extra auditory stimulation to enhance the now moment experience. We need extra auditory stimulation to enhance our now moment experience. Talking to ourselves interrupts our thoughts. What else can interrupt our thoughts? Now, we can put music on, and I do, and we can have a conversation with someone else. That's fantastic. If we journal, read it out loud. There's something in the science of us hearing our mind, hearing ourselves saying things is what is being taught in this as well. So analyze the thought before you decide to accept or reject it by saying it and looking at it. We are more objective and can see it more clearly. Ask, answer, and discuss about capturing the thoughts. So we're consciously engaging with information that's coming into our brain. We're thinking about it purposefully. We're being selective of what we read, hear, and see. It all affects us. We're redesigning the thoughts that are holding us back by deciding what thought we would rather have and then work towards eliminating the toxic thought and building something better. Okay, so it's called a redesign. So if you think of... have you ever remodeled your home or an apartment, like a condominium? What did that take to do? It was a process. So a lot of times we hire someone to conceptualize what the design is going to look like. Then we hire someone to execute it, and it takes time. And so whatever thoughts are holding us back, we want to capture them. And we want to redesign the atmosphere in our brain by giving focus to the more healthy thoughts, because that will create healthy brain functioning and that will help our bodies function in a more healthy way. So that is, in a nutshell, our second mindset, the controlled thinking mindset. What homework do we have? Okay, so we're going to talk to ourselves. That's our homework. And if we need to have that ear pod as a decoy if we're in public because it's that difficult, so there's people around, you can do it in a whisper. You can take a break. And just know in as little as 4 days, you will begin seeing a difference. Find someone to partner with you in this process so you can hold one another accountable. And I believe you will begin to see remarkable results because this is empirically proven. Hello, this is Alexia Georgiou. I am a life coach. I offer a training for teams and individuals to work on mindset. I teach the mindsets in Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, and it's a very effective training. We also talk about choosing happiness, carrying happiness around with us, developing our life satisfaction, utilizing strengths, and building these skills, applying them in the workplace. This has been proven empirically to increase productivity and accuracy on task, as well as increase profitability. Contact me today. I'm at theresilientpathway.com. Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. That's Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. And remember, like, share, and subscribe to this podcast.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.